From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is costume designer Whitney Ann Adams. Hey, Whitney.
Hi.
Whitney created costumes for the Hulu film The Supremes at Earl's All You Can Eat, and the styles reflect eras from the 1950s to the 90s in the Midwest, and it's a really, really interesting and fun movie. And right now we're going to hear Whitney's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is the Ream Theater in Moraga. The movie theater was built in 1957 and originally only had one screen. Over the years, it has been through some changes, and now it's a small multiplex with electric reclining seats, so it's got all fancy now. Legendary artists have performed here like the late Johnny Cash, and the theater's exterior has a really cool green and yellow neon marquee. Lots of history here, Whitney, and I know you love movies. What do you like about going to this theater? I know you're from Moraga.
I think, you know, I know I'm home in Moraga when I pass by that lit up neon. I feel like I'm home, and I love that theater so much. It's where it cultivated my love of cinema now that I design movies myself. And every time I come home to visit my parents, I go see a movie there at the marquee, and now it's all fancy, which I love. But I remember when it was one screen. And when it expanded to four screens in 1998, when I was in middle school, I was over the moon because I had four times as many movies I could see in any given weekend. So it just is home to me, and I love it so much. And it's one of the most beautiful marquees that exists. I just wish that they still had those theaters now. So it's been fun to keep going back.
That's the Ream Theater in Moraga. Your next pick is a movie sites tour in San Francisco. This 3-hour tour features over 50 movie clips and matches their locations as you pass by them in the city. Guests will see the house where Robin Williams' family lived in Mrs. Doubtfire, the high school from The Princess Diaries, and a whole lot more. Have you taken this tour? What's one of your favorite movies maybe that they've covered in a tour?
It's high actually up on my list to take because I love watching films that are set in the Bay Area, especially San Francisco. I mean, literally yesterday, I just rewatched The Rock, which I absolutely love. I'm actually dying to take this tour, so it's high up on my list of recommendations to do because I love visiting where different things have been filmed. I actually did a tour from my couch of Bay Area San Francisco set film noir movies from the 40s and 50s last November for Noirvember. I'll probably do the same again this year. And The Maltese Falcon, This Gun for Hire, Dark Passage, a lot of Humphrey Bogart, and it's just so cool to see San Francisco in the 40s and 50s in these really cool movies.
What's your favorite movie that takes place in the city or in the Bay Area?
Oh, it's such a tough one. I'm gonna have to say probably Dark Passage because it's so fascinating. I mean, half the movie is shot from point of view, so you don't see Humphrey Bogart till halfway through the movie.
That's a movie sites tour in San Francisco. And your final pick is the Magic Theater in San Francisco. The company started in 1967, and it's become a place for creating new American plays. Great actors who have performed at the theater include Danny Glover, Sean Penn, and Ed Harris. Their current production is The Black Feminist Guide to the Human Body, and it's a love letter to Black women that celebrates their joy and resilience. Whitney, you used to intern here.
I did.
Before you came, Whitney Adams. Big time movie costume designer.
It's my very first professional experience.
Yeah, as I was saying, you were making coffee at the Magic Theater. Tell us more.
I loved having that be my very first professional experience. I commuted from Moraga, so almost 2 hours each way to do that internship, but I learned so much. I got to learn how to make coffee, but also being around professional theater artists in this beautiful setting up in the northern part of San Francisco. They always do such incredible productions, and I just loved that the production that's on right now has so many ties to my movie The Supremes, and it just felt so perfect that this theater I used to work at continues to do such amazing productions. I try to see a show there every time I'm back home as well.
Yeah, they have so many great shows there, so many great artists, so many great local artists, people we've interviewed that perform there or just have created some amazing plays. That's the Magic Theater in San Francisco. And their latest play, The Black Feminist Guide to the Human Body, is running now until October 6th. I've been speaking with costume designer Whitney Ann Adams. Check out her work in the film The Supremes at Earl's All You Can Eat, and you can stream it now on Hulu. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rowlands. I'm Janae Darden.